And welcome back to the Next Panel Podcast. Guys.
Why? Why?
Just threw me off my whole rhythm. Why?
Stoneface Griff followed us 21. Oh. Hey.
Anywho.
I think we just reset this, bro.
No. We're just going to continue. I'm Aleels. All right.
Hi, guys.
I'm Zero. Know, introduce yourselves.
Big Zero whatever. Over here. What's up?
Oh, so we're doing it from the bed left? You go last now, sir.
Just excreviate it.
We excreviate it. Okay. You get that? All right. It's Dre to my left.
It's SL. Hey, guys.
It's crazy. They just went in order of pay.
Cool, that was
we in here.
He excreviated you for that money.
Yeah. That was a good start. That was a good start.
Where's my hat?
Zero. And welcome to the Next Panel Podcast.
Was that your Bulwark impersonation?
Yes.
Okay.
You failed. We are off to a terrible start.
I feel like you should just reset.
Nah, we're good. We're here. Nah, we had. What's up,
y'all? It's cool. It's cool.
It's a gaming week?
Yes, it is.
Right?
Yeah.
Our wonderful sponsors, Anchor. You heard about them a little bit ago.
That's great, yeah.
You know?
I only know about them because they're free.
Super free.
So.
No?
I feel like Corn, this is more for you because
talk to me.
I think you're the only one who is interested in the game.
Neglected at 1 minute and 47 seconds.
Hey, so
I get paid more. Deal with it. Know your place.
Continue.
So you guys weren't as hyped for Biomutant as Corn was, you know.
You even play single player games?
Exactly.
Just wait. We'll talk about Call of Duty in a second.
You could ask me the question. I could say, you know, I'd love to pass this question off to somebody, right? Zero. But
you just want to be a part of the play, don't you?
I'm sorry. Next time, I'll give you the
alley-oop.
See, there you go.
That's a small analogy.
Yeah. Look at that. Look at that.
Job, God dude. Bless America.
And
every place else. Yeah.
But yeah, so.
State, that was a good movie. Yes.
Right. Biomutant's so running at 1080 on PS5.
Facts.
4K on Xbox.
Facts.
What's so special about this Biomutant?
Well, it's just a game that at least both Corn and I were looking forward to. Wow. You know. Again, you're saying wow like you had any intention of playing.
It's not a Biomutant Call of Duty.
You game share with Corn, and I guarantee you still were going to download it.
First of all, don't put our business out there. All right? I do not know this man. Kind of
got a point.
Second,
oh my God.
Second of
if
all,
anybody wants to game share, let me know. I'm
yeah,
I'm single
apparently
again.
He's free.
You know, if we're talking game share,
you don't know me.
I am out.
Don't need my password if you don't know
for a couple of months now. And,
oh yeah, we're supposed to game share on the next panel.
And me and Bone are supposed to
share,
but
we'll set that up tomorrow.
I think he found some other body.
No, we'll set that up tomorrow.
I told you I want a divorce.
But yeah, so I feel like you weren't gonna play the game, so.
So like, what if I want to play the game?
But were you?
He knows how to read. It's just a little far away from him.
This is hello,
I promise.
Brandon. This is Loretta. I am her.
That's Lolita.
Lolita. I am
that's
hurt
her sister?
By
cousin.
You missing my second law's school celebration.
How do you feel about that?
Talk about it.
I was there for the first one.
Ooh.
Okay.
You said he was there for the first one. His spirit
the
stayed there.
Okay.
So he's there for the second too, right?
You know.
Your spirit stayed there for the first one. It's like leftovers, but soul.
Need a shout out.
That'd be $25.
Don't stare on the screen. You better answer yes or no.
Oh my God.
Yay! Yay!
Okay.
Don't we have a shout out, guy?
Where
you
is
know
he
what? I'll be nice. I will be nice.
I'm disowning you as my.
I will give you a shout out.
Hey, that's one less
shout
thing.
Out to my cousin Lolita who graduated from law school last year.
Twice?
Where we celebrated.
Twice?
Huh? No, she graduated once.
So why do you so it's an anniversary type of thing?
So to say, you know, COVID was a thing, but we did celebrate.
I thought we agreed that all COVID stuff, like celebrations for COVID stuff, was thrown out. you know, because we can't just be making up stuff for them. Never mind.
But continue. Shout out, it's a really big thing. She graduated from law school, did the thing that the only thing that I think would get my dad to love me. So
that's a good turn.
Going to law school.
You can't disown him now after that.
So we're really proud of you, and one day we'll probably need you, especially to draw up some contracts that screw these
probably
things.
Probably next week.
Wow.
As long as I get paid more than the two of them.
First of all, I get disowned on asking, talking about buying music.
No. My feelings?
You lost the game shit.
They are hurting. And they are hurting bad, you know?
Dre, are you more hurt? I feel like you should be at least two episodes more hurt than
is this shade?
I'm just saying.
I don't know. That might be a whole truth.
You could have just let me say, hey, I'm going to play it. You know?
You're not.
You could have asked me if I'm going to play
don't
it.
Lie
okay,
on
are
the
you
going to
play by me?
I might.
You're not.
I just might.
You're not.
Do you even have space on your PS5? You still play Warzone, like...
Yes. Like, that's taking up, like, 90% of space.
That game didn't go out of style yet.
It's just that you can't avenge that, huh? Going...
Like, that's cool.
Avenge.
You attributed that.
Hey, you're back in there.
The class of 2020 is walking with the class of 2021. So, thank you. Shout out to you, Kabim.
Well, you've been re-inducted into the family.
Yeah. That's good. You didn't get game shared.
Wow. We didn't even play the... What is that? The two of us?
What?
Prison game?
It Takes Two?
No, the prison game.
Oh, A Way Out.
What's the two of us? What are you talking about?
What game is this?
What, It Takes Two?
Is that a Will Smith song?
Oh, It Takes Two? It Takes Two, yeah. It's a game I'm going to be streaming with my fiance.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as she makes time for me.
Oh, well, tell your
cousin. Talk to
your
cousin.
You know, she's obviously watching.
She just got a shout out. You know?
So. She knows what's going on.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to try to play Fire Mutant. How about that?
Can you shout Bo out to...
Are you going to play? Because he forgot about you, too. He went straight to this fucking bedifidless right here.
What happened? We told Corey about it. He didn't even look it up. We told you.
We
look
watched
at the trailer.
The trailer here.
I'm so
we
sorry,
watched
Bo.
It together
so
as a group.
I'm
as a
so
group.
Sorry, Bo. I tried to get him involved.
What's going on now?
Are you gonna play my? Don't worry, Bo. He said.
My god.
I'm gonna play Baomu, and I'm a little disappointed that it's 4K on something.
On Xbox.
But 180 on something else.
Yeah.
I think I would have been disappointed either way.
So I think it's due to the way both consoles are addressing backwards compatibility.
Maybe they just didn't want to cyberpunk it.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. Honestly, it doesn't really matter to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're blind.
I mean,
you know?
You can play 64.
I was playing in 1080p.
I mean, she's
avenging
this situation.
For a minute. Hey. If you don't avenge your way out of my space when I'm talking.
Sorry.
Excuse me, yourself, sir.
Don't stop cursing.
But yeah, I mean, that's not to say, I think the developers did say that they are working on a standalone PS5 version.
So yeah, but I don't know if I want to wait. I think 1080p might be enough.
Yeah, so you're going to play either which way?
Can we talk about that for a minute? Is that fair?
What?
Like, we have the PS5, and we have to always wait for our, like, you know? I mean, I feel like all the other systems, once a new system came out, the games are coming out right for it. Like, right now, we just sit here.
It's kind of the same way for...
New gens.
I think all
for,
of them.
Yeah,
just
for
like,
Xbox too. Because
no,
a lot
no,
of them
no,
are
I mean,
getting
no, I'm not saying just PlayStation. I'm saying the new gens in general. I feel like we're just, it's not fair right now.
So I think the thing is, so many people haven't been able to get it that it doesn't make sense for them to fully switch over yet.
Yeah, because it's know? Like if you're making Bomb, you know, you're like, we could delay the game like 2 months and have the PS5 come out version come out at the same time, or we just put out the PS4 version with PS5
agreed.
Like six people with PS5s.
I agree 100%, but my thing is that's
sense.
Not fair, right?
It's not, but at the same time, I mean, it's yeah,
because like,
but I mean, either way, then it'd be a delay and then that'd be a separate problem. So it's gonna be one way or the other. One way
so
or the other.
What do you I had a question.
Okay.
Grand Theft Auto 5 is being remastered.
Oh yeah, for November.
For November.
So no Grand Theft Auto 6.
Pretty much.
But didn't they say that most of the new games ain't gonna start like really pop until 2022 and 2023?
I want
my that's cool.
But again, Grand Theft Auto 5 has been out since the fucking PlayStation 3.
Yeah,
Xbox
I want my cut of our proceedings and I'm out.
You're gonna get your cut, it's just gonna be small. But yeah, no, I mean, that doesn't make sense though.
It right. just got me tight because I was really looking forward to Grand Theft Auto 6.
Six.
I was looking forward to it. That was one game.
But
so,
was it?
So do they? It's going to be the same game, just PS5 graphics.
Yeah,
PS5 graphics and probably, loading times. Probably a little few things they might throw in there.
They're like, really acting like Apple right now.
It's just like Call of Duty. Warzone.
But I think it's free update. Warzone I'm pretty sure it's a free update. Yeah.
And they're still going to be giving away the free thing for as long as it takes.
Like that, just like now they're going to start throwing things in there like Fortnite. Like remember we were just talking about earlier that
but they've been doing that.
That Rambo was in here.
Yeah, they've been doing that though.
Yeah, Master Chief and Kratos were in it as well.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is when I say this is like that's what they're doing for Grand Theft Auto and it's just taking me off. Mm-hmm. Like you had a game that came out probably like I want to say 5 years ago.
What? No, no.
No, I'm lying. Let's go.
PS3. You're talking about Grand Theft Auto 5. Yeah. So, right? Yeah, so it came out with PS3.
So like 3, 5 years ago? 3, 4 years ago?
More than that.
Really?
Yeah, because the PS4 generation was, what, 7 years?
Hold on, let's catch the release date on this.
Yeah.
I just want to double check it.
It was a P3 game, bro.
Yeah, it was PS3.
I know. I'm saying. I want to know the exact date of when it released.
I got you. In a second. 2013. So it's been 8 years.
8 years?
Well, going on to 8 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like 7 years.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
September 17th, 2013.
So you gonna look at it like that? You run the game from that long. You made it better on part four. Part four was PS4. No, PS4. Let's go with PS4. PS4 was the best one. Like they did it to how they should have done it. Just to remaster that game again is just it's like annoying to me.
You know what it is? The reason why that's like not really setting nothing off with me.
Mm-hmm.
It's because of the delays that I'm used to. Because of the JRPGs I play. So I'm like, 8 years ain't that bad, man.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe when you get to 15. You know? When you're almost too old to even play the sequel.
That's like a spit in the face, bro.
Yeah, that's
we've been playing the same game for 8 years.
Still one of the top games on Twitch.
Yeah, because like, the game is fire. It's still fire.
The game is legit so fire.
Have you seen the superhero mods that they've been doing
just
now?
Remaking on PS5, you could just make Grand Theft Auto 6.
I mean, isn't that more of a port and upgrade versus a full remake?
No, because we could have a new story.
They announced.
They all have different stories.
No, but they announced Grand Theft Auto 6. Like, they're making it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just in the meantime. They've been making it. They showed, like, footage of it.
You know how long they've been saying that?
You know how many times they do stuff
like that? You know how long most games say that, bro?
You know how Rockstar do... You know Rockstar give it a real different... They'll sit here and beat you the whole time about Grand Theft Auto. Oh, this Grand Theft Auto's coming out or in development. And you see yourself seeing the trailers of what's going to happen. They won't bring that shit out for another 4 years.
Isn't that most games, though?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
Yeah, bro. That's what I'm saying. Like, the games out, like Final Fantasy 15 got its teaser trailer.
And they came out next year?
No. They got his teaser trailer, then you waited 6 years, and you got a release date, then you waited 4 years. Because the release date, they missed it 3 times in a row. Like, 3 years in a row. Maybe. Persona 5, I waited like 12, 13 years for.
Maybe Kingdom Hearts because 15. I don't really...
I see what you're saying, though.
Pay attention to too many games like that.
Yeah.
The majority of the games I get is like the games that's guaranteed to come out next year.
Yeah.
So like a Call of Duty or NBA. It's like they're not doing stuff like that.
Because I would say most games, they get announced and then like maybe like a good 3 to 5 years later.
How long ago did they show us the Breath of the Wild 2 trailer and then nothing since?
It's been a bit.
You know, it's been a year or two.
Breath of the Wild is a perfect example where I can say I'm wrong at.
Yeah.
Because Breath of the Wild did it. Breath of the Wild took like 3 years to come out.
Metroid. The Metroid Prime 4. They just showed us the logo and then...
What was it? SMT5 has been a while.
Mm-hmm. I just put it like this. Every time I see a game and they make an announcement, that game come out the time it comes out. Even with the Pokemon, I was like, Pokemon's gonna come out. I was like, oh, it came out the day it said it was coming out.
Well, I mean, Pokemon, they smart though.
Yeah.
Like, they generally don't do the trails until they're like, okay. We just have to like tighten everything up. And
yeah,
bring it together.
Nintendo games aren't usually revealed until it's like.
Like ready. Rockstar would be like, "Oh, in development," but like development cycles be long, you know.
I like the mods though in the Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, the superhero mods that I've been seeing lately.
The King Kong one.
You saw the Invincible one.
Yeah.
Invincible
one. That shit was funny.
Yeah, that one was crazy.
You saw both of them.
I don't know if I saw both.
They made one where he's like. with Omni Man.
I saw the one with Omni Man.
And Invincible?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I saw a Superman one, too, where it's like he's just laser visioning everything. It's crazy.
Plus, I mean, think about it from Rockstar's thing. If you put out Grand Theft Auto 6, people are going to stop playing 5 and move on to 6. So why not just milk 5 until it starts to die down, and they'll be like, okay, 6 literally the next week, bang, right back into it.
My opinion,
that's good business.
My opinion, this is just my opinion. I think it's dying down now because everybody was really hyped up for 6 to come out.
I mean, you'd be surprised, bro. If you look on Twitch, it's like every single day is like one of the top 2 games being streamed and being seen.
That's due to people.
Not even that.
T-Grizzly got the biggest
followers. He has people following, but it's like quadruple the amount that just he himself has. Like
but he started a wave.
The Grand Theft Auto has been top for like 2-3 years now with the role player.
No, but he started a wave with the clicks now. A lot of rappers have like groups of people that go in to Grand Theft Auto World and rob each other. Like it's just like.
Oh yeah, but I mean. Like, yeah, even that, what I was saying, like, that's been going on for, like, the last 3-4 years.
Yeah, but before it was, like, heists and stuff. Now it's, like, regular games.
Those were regular people were doing. Like, there was people that had their own thing, like, creating their own drug to give to other people to sell. And people doing hits on that. Different ones going at it. Gang wars going on.
No, but T-Grizzly made, the group shit, like, that he made it popular.
I don't know. More popular, but...
I played Grand Theft Auto all the time, bro. I used to play all the time, and all it was heists and like randomly doing stupid stuff. T-Grizzly actually like
that's what it was then before they did the update for it a few years ago.
No, it just they did like an update for it, if you look at his stream, he'll have like 100 people in the stream, bro. Like,
okay,
all on different sides. Like, it's crazy.
I think he doesn't mean just 100 people.
Okay,
it definitely means more than 100.
Well, like on his. Because you play with randoms.
Yeah, or you pull up as a group.
Yeah, and you had like 100 people worth of just him.
Yeah. But nah. If think about it from a business perspective, if people still on it, and now you have T-Grizzly making it even more popular, that's just giving them more time to be like, we can take our time with this. We still making bread off of that. No, if we put out 6, it's going to kill 5. You know? Not saying it's... the craziest way to go about it, but
six is gonna it be makes better, sense. Though. Everybody knows that.
Plus, it's Rockstar, so you know it's not gonna be a bad game.
Yeah,
so it's gonna be worth the wait. You know.
And did you guys hear that Warner Brothers Gaming Studios might be up for sale again?
Really?
Yeah. So AT&T, who owns Warner Brothers, is doing a merger with. Forgot who they're doing the merger with. Discovery, yes. They're doing a merger with Discovery, and they're selling off parts of the gaming studios. We don't know which ones it is yet, and we don't know if they're actually going to be selling it or if they're just distributing it between the merger.
Mm-hmm.
But, this is bringing back up a lot of acquisition talks.
So. Let's say it was to be like, it was to go off for sale.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you want to buy it, I guess?
So, I honestly would want Xbox to get Rocksteady. Well,
let me put it this way. Let's say, because obviously Warner Brothers would have different divisions, but just the majority of them, like the important ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you prefer Microsoft get it, Sony get it, or like a third-party studio get
so, it? I wanted Microsoft to get it. Right. I think because Sony is doing so well with the Spider-Man games, I think it would be really cool to see DC with like the Batman games.
Yeah, we talking about that.
Yeah, we spoke about this
literally
before.
Literally console war, right? The Marvel versus DC type thing.
Right. And I'm a bigger DC fan than I am.
And Marvel. Then you do a DC versus Marvel game that's cross-platform. Like, come on, bro. Right. It's simple. Let's
if
go.
If they got NetherRealms, you can get a Killer Instinct game out of them from them.
So. I mean, yeah. I feel like Xbox has to get
that. Yeah.
I feel like they deserve to get them. Yeah, why not? They're still making Mortal Kombat.
And Injustice would also fall in under that umbrella too. So then you keep that DC thing going where they get Injustice.
True.
So yeah.
But aren't the people that made Injustice looking at making a Marvel fighting game?
That's what they said, right?
Maybe make them the crossover. I would love,
like an amalgam fighting game. If they did that, that would be crazy.
That could work out. Like, for some reason, they're fine, and then you, like, pull them from their own separate games in the universe, so you got the Batman from the Arkham games or whatever new Batman they'll be using.
But yeah, so that was in the news not too long ago. What else? I feel like there's... It's weird. We're in that dry spell because we're, like, what, 2 weeks away, 3 weeks away from E3?
Facts. E3 is pulling up on us.
Yeah.
So not too much being said. Isn't E3 the same week that, what else? Ratchet, I think the Final Fantasy upgrade and something else drops that week?
The week of the 12th?
Yeah.
12th through the 13th.
That's a lot.
A lot of energy.
Yeah.
Lots of energy. That's why it's so calm right now. That's where, you know, we're a little calm, subdued, not yelling, ranting.
I'm honestly not even expecting much.
Out of E3, honestly, I think that's the best thing with E3 is just don't expect... Yeah. Expect to see the trailers you've already seen. So this way, anything new is like, oh my god.
We're gonna see the same trailers, and then it's gonna be like,
I'm expecting one new one. Dates.
And then it's gonna be like, next year these games are gonna come out. That's like, damn, we finally got the trailer. You're telling us next year? Well,
I just want release dates at least, even if it's for next year, right? Just give me like a release date.
Suntex.
What game y'all hyped on?
I want to see more of Avowed. You know, I want to see Starfield, Breath of the Wild, Metroid Prime. I want to see more of the Pokemon game. Mm-hmm. And,
I just want to see Halo.
Maybe a Mario. You know, surprise me with a Mario Kart 9.
Mario Kart 9?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't that come out?
No. Mario Kart 8
Deluxe.
Yeah, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe is selling so well. It's another... It's another Grand Theft Auto, yeah. Where it's been 8 from the 3DS and Wii U to Switch.
Because I remember 7 on the DS in like 2010.
Well, give me a Mario Party.
But they had the one for Switch. Give it an update for some DLC. I'll take that.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you give it? You mean like new minigames?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I think that's the way to go for at least the rest of the Switch.
Yeah, that's true.
I think for E3, the only thing I'm really interested in seeing more of is Forspoken.
Forspoken.
Outside of that, like even like the Pokemon games, like I don't need a trailer for that.
I won't.
Like Arceus, yeah. But like the other one, like the remakes, yeah. I'm like, bro, I know.
Remakes, we don't really need anything for
it's
it.
It's kind of like, we get it, bro. We've been doing Halo.
There's a rumor that there's another exclusive PlayStation Final Fantasy game that's going to be shown at Square Enix's show.
Separate from 16?
I think so.
They'll probably try to do a fighting game again with, like, NT.
Right.
Square Enix is a great company.
Hmm?
Oh, it's Square Enix.
Square Enix,
excuse me.
I don't know. I'm still a little bitter about 15.
You know,
15 was fun. I enjoyed it.
15 was easy as shit.
Yeah, it was.
The story was like, it was like there, but it felt like it didn't really come together.
I want
to. Can we not bash 15 too much?
Why not?
Talk good about 10. One of our listeners, 15 is one of his favorite games, and I would not like to.
Which one?
It doesn't matter which one.
Which one?
It really doesn't
which
matter
one?
Which one.
No,
which one?
But let's
I think that's. Is this the same person that said that 7 was overrated?
Let's talk about 10.
Because we could get into this. We could get into it. We could talk about 10, but we could get into this.
Has my favorite characters.
Cloud?
Yeah, Cloud, Tifa. 10, I've tried
Sephiroth
to
Sephiroth is fire. We'll even try it with Sephiroth.
Sephiroth
is legit, bro.
I just think, me personally, talking fantasy right now, 10 was my favorite. My first one I beat was 3, showing my age.
Yeah, no, 3 was my favorite.
Yeah, and
I haven't gone back older than 7.
Yeah, no, what's called 7? I played 7, but the storyline was fire, but I just preferred the other one. The other one was better, like a better love story to me. That's the reason why I liked it. And then that's when I got spoiled with the insane graphics. Because if you look at the graphics on Final Fantasy 10, it was like remarkable. Like crystal clear. It's like what we're playing in now.
What about that laughing scene?
Ah, okay. Bro, that shit was terrible.
Talk about the storylines.
I used to talk about the story. Don't talk about the laughing, bro. My man was fighting. He was tired.
Seth Roth is the GOAT.
Nah, Cloud was always a little meh to me, but also thinking about it, I was like, he's an anime protagonist.
So when I saw
like,
that's Advent exactly Children, what he is. That's what really made me like Seven. Advent Children?
Yeah.
The movie?
Yeah, low-key, that's what made Cloud cool.
That's what made him cool.
Final Fantasy VII really got me with Crisis Core, bro. Crisis Core was legit, bro.
What was your first Spider-Man? First RPG,
I think.
Well, first Pokemon? Yeah, besides Pokemon.
First RPG, I think, would be Golden Sun on the Game Boy Advance.
I've heard of it.
Yeah. You know what? That is a game I would love Nintendo to resurrect. Yeah, I think we talked about that before, like games we want a sequel to. I want a Golden Sun. Like
Ratchet and Clank's not an RPG, right?
I wouldn't call that an RPG.
No, I feel like it's more of an action adventure, yeah.
I'm really trying to think.
I knew my brain would work to a good question. I have, my
you might have to name that. A couple. Because I can't think of this.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
If only he would show up every time.
Right. Ooh. Where is the bonus coming from?
Huh? Don't worry about it.
Okay.
When you earn one.
I'm trying to remember the ones I beat. I know I beat Final Fantasy III. I don't think that was my first one. I think it was Chrono Trigger. It was Chrono Trigger or Sacred Amana.
I can't think of it. Name some other ones, please. Because I'm having a brain fart.
It was on PlayStation 1. The double disc Yu-Gi-Oh game.
Why do I remember that as an RPG?
Forbidden Memories. That's an RPG?
It was turn-based.
I mean, you customize your own dueling deck, you know?
No, you don't. You put together your path. You have to take, like, I can't, like, so
you can put your deck together.
So if you have to sell, but in the story mode,
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
But
I couldn't afford Red Eyes. I just wanted to bust him out for the story. I can't think of any RPGs.
I remember Ninja Boy for Super Nintendo. That was dumb fun.
Did the Goku game count on Game Boy?
On Game Boy? Yeah.
When he turned into Legacy of Goku? End? Yes.
I guess, yes, that did count.
I need to, hold on. I gotta look
up some. Was that the one that went to Majin Buu? Mm-hmm. The Majin Buu saga?
No, the third one went to Majin Buu.
I'm saying the first one.
Yeah.
You turn Super Saiyan against Frieza and then it ends.
And then the second one picks up where you play as like Gohan and he fights a Frieza in his backyard, but he's like dreaming.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. We can count that.
All right. Y'all can move on. I'm still trying to remember which one was first.
Definitely my first one that I remember playing and beating. Shout out to my older cousin who actually helped me with one of the bosses. But
I heard something about Nintendo. They're dropping. They're gonna make a Mario like Donkey Kong game.
Oh, yeah, the creators of Mario Odyssey
are working on it. It's going to be Donkey Kong.
Hey.
That's going to be fire. Mm-hmm. They got Donkey Kong.
I'll play that one. I'll play that one.
Yeah, me too.
I wanted to play a new Donkey Kong game.
Did you not play Odyssey? Bless you.
Thank you.
Mass Effect?
That can't be your first game.
Well, I mean, taking out a Pokemon.
That can't... Yeah, that still can't be your first one.
I think I played, like, only action-adventure games.
No, PS2.
PS3. I'm looking through it.
You play Bulletproof, the 50 Cent game?
No.
you ain't never played a Zelda game? Nothing? Like.
Oh, Zelda?
Zelda.
Not until after I played Persona 3.
We probably. What episode were you on?
Fuck.
17.
Because even 7, I went back and played Persona 3.
With Zelda?
I think
Zelda was like a real good thing. I think Ocarina of Time would put me
Kingdom
on
Hearts might count. Kingdom Hearts counts, right?
Zelda Kingdom Hearts counts.
That's PS2. Your first one is PS2?
Outside of court. Bro,
you know what? I am starting to realize that a lot of... I should have asked for resumes, because I'm learning a lot about these gaming habits that I am not...
I mean, part of it is I can't remember any of them.
Yeah.
But... I think
so. Is mine good?
Possibly.
I made it to PS1, so...
Yeah, I guess.
So, I'm pretty sure I played Pokemon Stadium, Pokemon Snap. What about Pokemon Snap?
Pokemon Snap is not a RPG.
Castlevania.
Okay.
Oh, okay, I just found it.
I played
it.
That, too.
I just found it. Only one that looked familiar.
I didn't even own that, though.
I borrowed it off someone.
What's your favorite action-adventure game?
I mean, Ratchet & Clank.
Yeah, I knew it was going off.
Jak and Daxter? Count as RPGs? Yeah. Okay, Jak and Daxter.
No.
No. Action Adventure still, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Those ones fucking me up, because, like, that's, like, Koopa, Ratchet and Clank. I ran through those.
So what about
I played Bloody Roar.
First Action Adventure game.
I mean, Spyro, Spyro's a platformer, right? So Ratchet?
Probably.
Ratchet and Clank?
Probably.
The first one?
Crash is a platformer.
Did you count Toy Story Action Adventure? We got crazy in a second.
Is there Toy Story RPG?
The Buzz Lightyear one was fire.
Was there a Spider-Man? Mm-hmm. Any of those Spider-Man games that was RPG? Because I played a bunch of them. I mean, I played Shadow the Hedgehog. There was a Sonic game on 3DS.
Pinball?
I remember I always used Shadow, and I was fighting wild people. That's all I remember.
Yep, so I would say, does that count for me?
The Shadow the Hedgehog game on PS2, I know, was fun.
I didn't like the roller skates he was on, bro. Yeah. I just kept going off the edge, and I just stopped playing.
So mine don't count?
What? This counts.
You sure so? I forgot what I said. That's why I'm asking you guys.
You counted, though.
Alright.
Whatever the hell it was, it counted.
What the hell did I say? Toy Story. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Toy
Story. Yo, Toy Story.
Or Lion King. Lion King is probably the hardest game out.
No way.
That's a platform.
Okay.
It's a platform? So actually, you gotta be like a beat 'em up sometimes.
Right? To an extent.
Oh, what about Final Fight?
I'm sorry, I'm still searching for to just see if I could.
Final Fight count as actual interaction?
I think I don't remember Final Fight.
I don't know.
It was like the fake Ryu, the fake.
Oh, so no, that's a 2D fighter. Like that would just be a fighting game.
No, but you like it was like Ninja Turtles where you go through a board together. So yeah. Like action.
That was my first. That was my first game. Me and my brother Biggie, we played Turtles in Time. Stayed up all night.
Are we getting the Turtles game when it comes out?
Yes.
Can we talk about this?
What?
The Turtles game?
Yeah, no, are we getting it?
I feel like you're better off asking Milton.
I might be.
Because he loves Ninja Turtles.
You might be. I might rather play MLB, to be honest with you.
I'll be on Rogue or Warzone.
Or Knockout City.
Or Knockout City, definitely.
Yeah. Want to try Knockout City?
Sure.
It's 3-on-3 or 4-on-4?
I remember Golden Sun.
Either 4 or 5, I'm not sure.
Sorry.
But again, Corey, now that you have your Xbox, you can download the game for free. Try it out.
Here's a disappointing part about me having a new Xbox. The games that I really wanted to play, they haven't played them yet.
I'm not going to lie. Really, I just figured it out.
I keep thinking about, sorry to go back, does Doom count as RPG?
No.
I'm happy you went back. Here I go.
No?
Yes, it is.
Doom is a first-person shooter for sure.
I'm trying to think.
But I think I figured it out. So if my first game wasn't Tales of Symphonia, then Persona 3 is what got me into RPGs.
Okay.
Just crazy. I just went through a list of 100 RPGs, and I was like, yeah, Persona, yeah, play those, play that. Damn, just that.
What got me into RPGs was Chrono Trigger. Chrono Trigger then brought me to Sacred of Mana. After Sacred of Mana, it got me to Final Fantasies.
What about Mario 64?
I was about to say Mario 1, but I was going to think about Mario RPG.
That's platform. Oh, yeah. Mario RPG. I didn't play that until I was older, but that was a good one, too.
That's crazy, bro.
I
really only played action adventure type games when I was younger.
I still played multiplayer when I was younger.
Then I found the wonderful world of RPGs, and I've been there since.
I was mostly a platformer when I was younger.
Super young platformer.
Yeah.
Into action adventure.
I was more like the action.
Into RPGs.
I was those like house co-op. You know, like everybody go to the same house and play 4 players. On the
but yeah, I was that's crazy. That's my gaming journey. Deadass. Went from platformer to action adventure to RPG. Stayed at RPG. And action adventure made it back.
Yeah.
And that was action adventure
in
RPG
Rogue.
And don't bother me with nothing else.
Rogue.
That's the RPG. I can upgrade my gun. My gun is part of me. I can upgrade
so
myself.
A third person shooter?
I'm playing the role of Ronin.
I'm playing the role of Doom? Is his name
Doom? No.
Doomer?
Or you can say Doom.
Doombob?
Oh, man.
Duke Nukem, I'll go with.
Doom guy?
Doom
Slayer. Doom Slayer?
You know, now that I want a Halo Doom crossover.
They could have done that. Kill Master Chief in the next Halo and send him to hell.
And then
you find out Master Chief was Doom Guy. Imagine you find out Master Chief died, went to hell, and became Doom Guy. Now that's a storyline. That's a damn storyline. There you go.
Okay.
We just figured it out. All right, let's get up out of here.
We really don't know anything about our gaming history.
Yeah, we need like
30 minutes. I found it. Oh, we should be like talking about something, right?
Oh yeah. Give it a second. And pick it back up there.
Okay,
go.
So now that we're done talking about our wonderful sponsors, Anchor. Yeah. Nah. Gaming is an interesting journey for me now that I look at it.
What was your first anime game?
Does Persona count?
Dragon Ball Z.
Or Pokemon.
Budokai.
Alright, so besides Dragon Ball.
And Pokemon.
Besides Pokemon?
Mine's Street Fighter. Street Fighter was anime.
I feel like it was an anime after it was an anime. Was it?
No.
Street Fighter was...
Street Fighter became a game. It was a game first and then came the anime.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Animes first, then games.
Anime that got a game would be Naruto.
I guess, yeah, it would be Naruto afterwards.
It would be Dragon Ball Z for me.
It'd be Dragon Ball. Discounted Dragon Ball.
Besides Dragon Ball.
Yeah, Dragon Ball. Definitely Naruto.
And
it would be Yu-Gi-Oh for me.
Oh, shit. Yeah, no, Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah.
Yu-Gi-Oh. I won't lie, though. Did I play the Yu-Gi-Oh game before I started watching the show?
What if I didn't know how to play, so I feel like I watched the show first. Like, I
remember being in the game and being like,
I definitely watched the show first.
I can't play six Blue Eyes right
now. Yeah, I definitely watched the show first. Went to my first tournament, tried to do that shit.
Because I remember getting mad when the first time I saw someone fuse and they just put the two cards, like, they said. It just was fused.
You know what else
I was like,
crazy?
Huh? It's not fair, it's polymerization.
Yeah, no.
You know, I learned how to spell that card.
What you saying, bro?
No, I was saying, like, I watched the show first. Because I definitely try to recreate, like, Yugi's strategy and deck.
I knew what
went to my first tournament and got called the cheater. Yeah. Like, it was bad.
And
it was bad.
Like, but
I
the game,
Pokemon
Forbidden
Pokemon
Memories,
Pokemon?
You played that like how Yugi do?
Yeah.
You just summon your whatever.
Yeah. Pokemon, I had the cards first, then I watched the show.
Pokemon, I had the game first.
I had the cards first.
I think I got the cards and watched the show around the same time.
Like, I still remember the first card I seen when I opened my first pack. It was a Ghastly.
Mine was Scyther. I was dumb hype because it was the pack that had Scyther on the front.
Yeah, but Scyther's a hollow. The first card I first seen when you opened the pack.
Like, yeah, the regular Scyther was a hollow.
Really?
It was like a weird art, though. It looked like more cartoony art. He was like all 1 foot with the sights out. On the picture, it was like the regular Scyther.
Oh, so
card
you,
I got
so
was
you
like
definitely
a weird
watched Scyther. The show first.
Yeah, before I got the card. But I had the game before I watched the show.
Came out a little later.
Yeah.
I'm really trying to think. Was them? I mean,
Pokemon might have been in like Johto or Hoenn by the time I started, like before I got a card.
Yeah.
Did Sailor Moon ever have a card too? Or in a show? I mean, a game?
Oh. It must have. It had to.
If it
there's
did,
no way
I did
have
not,
some type of fighting game.
Yeah.
Low key, would it? Like for a show made back then? Like, were they making fighting games for shows that took care of? Because, I mean, Sailor Moon would work for a fighting game, right?
It would.
Easy.
You know, if Power Rangers got a game, then they could definitely get a game.
If there isn't one, then I don't know.
I said the best Power Ranger game was the one on Sega.
Nah, man. Best one was the one for the Game Boy Color, like Speed Rescue.
I didn't play that.
Missed out on a wonderful game.
But,
get an emulator. I mean...
Huh? You mean to buy the old system and find some way to connect it to your
computer? I will lend you, you know what, we could head out to Retro Exchange.
Yeah, we're going to go buy, what system we need?
I have the Game Boy. We'll
go buy a Game Boy.
That guy, he's probably going to charge a shout out to Retro Exchange. We know, we probably get something going on with him.
So we got to stop talking about until he...
Yeah, we ain't going to talk about that guy.
So we'll go to the place that shall not be mentioned to buy something and definitely not do nothing with no computers.
It's a wonderful game. Like the first half.
What
of the
was
level.
It though? RPG, like it was a role playing, or it was like.
I don't even know how to describe the game. Like, each level, like you start off, you pick whatever ranger you wanted to play
and
as.
So it was like the regular Power Rangers game from Sega.
And then you like play as them in the
they
first level.
They transform at the end and fight. And
then second half.
So that's the same. It's the same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah.
There was also a Time Force one for PlayStation 1, but I don't remember that one as well.
A lot of. Going over here.
I know I'm not in there. Just give me a second, because I'm about to be upset about something. If this goes the way I think it's going to go.
All right, so I feel like starting a little bit of discourse. I feel like Final Fantasy isn't my favorite Square Enix RPG series.
How many games do Square Enix have? I think is Final Fantasy and Kingdom Hearts.
They have Bravely Default.
These people at IGN somehow rated Pokemon Sun and Moon as a better RPG than Persona 5 and 3. The only Persona ahead of Pokemon Sun and Moon. Pokemon Sun and Moon is... I'm done.
Okay.
Trust an IGN again. Moving on. What were y'all talking about?
No, I was saying that Final Fantasy might not be my favorite RPG series from Square Enix.
What is it?
It might be like either the Bravely series or I even prefer Kingdom Hearts to it too.
The World Ends With You?
Yeah. No?
The World Ends With You is a series now.
Yeah, it is.
I'm not.
If Kingdom Hearts 3rd game was better, then. Because Final Fantasy 15, I'm not going to lie, really, like.
But that's.
That shit was so disappointing to me.
Yeah, well,
like, I was hyped for so long, and then they changed it for what it was going to be to something else, and it's like. Know,
even Octopath Traveler, I preferred it to a lot of the Final Fantasy games I played.
Oh, no.
Plus, I played, what, 7, 9, was that the one that got with the Gunplay? Was that 9 or 8? Squall?
I think that's 8.
8? I played 7, 8, 10, 14, 15? I'm not gonna lie, out of those, it's really Crisis Core really holding them up. Because I might go Kingdom Hearts, because the first two was dope. The third one wasn't that bad, it's just, you know. The story does what it does, because it's Kingdom Hearts, and the game was too damn. Square Enix needs to stop making easy games. That's why I think what it is. Because Kingdom Hearts 3 was super easy.
Mm-hmm.
Even the Xehanort fight, which at first was, like, a little hard, but then once I saw anything that he was doing, I was like, oh. Okay. And Final Fantasy 15 was, oh my god, I never lost once. While I was learning the game, I didn't lose.
The tutorial, and you still survived.
So easy, bro. Got through the tutorial, fought the bosses. Like, this ain't it. Yeah, Square Enix, make all the difficult games again, bro. The DLC for Kingdom Hearts 3, though. The secret bosses.
Alright, Drake, what has been your favorite single player game that you've ever played?
The Halo 3 main story.
Yeah, I mean.
Take your time, man.
Take your time.
Because I honestly played a lot, like from PS1, N64, Xbox days, I played a lot.
Okay, no, so we're not going to go that far back. Within Xbox One, PS4 generation, though. What was the last one you played?
Can we at least go back to PS3?
No.
Just give him a little bit more time.
I have
PS4. PS4 and Xbox One. You can't think of one.
Remember, he got a PS4 late, like dumb late.
I can't think of what was all like because Second Son was. I played that, but I wouldn't say that's my favorite.
Is that an RPG?
No, you just said single player game, right?
Yeah, just single player.
Probably Batman Arkham Asylum.
Asylum or Knight?
I don't remember.
Were you able to drive in the Batmobile?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Knight.
You fought most of the bosses with the Batmobile.
Yeah, so Knight.
First off, the game was fire. It's just there's too many tank battles.
Yeah, I feel it's like a lot. It ends a lot the same way.
I know the whole too much water thing in Hoenn was a joke, but literally, I don't like water type Pokemon, and they were every fucking rare, bro.
That's exactly what it was. And you know what? I don't even think the tank was that bad. You know? Was it annoying? Yeah, but it wasn't bad.
I feel like it was bad.
It was just too much. It felt like the tank was like.
You just finished every boss with the Batmobile, I feel like.
Yeah.
You
always had to jump in. It felt like you weren't even playing Batman. It's like you were Batman fighting up regular people, then the boss pull up in your Bat tank. It's like, bro, let me box with somebody, bro.
Yeah, you get done with the mission, you like run her over with the Batmobile.
No, but driving the Batmobile was fun. Just driving around, knocking buildings over. Mm-hmm. Like, screw it, I'm not driving right.
The Gears of War series, but that's not. That's 360 or
P3. I mean, 4 came out recently.
Did you play the last one? Last Gears?
Which one was that? Five?
Yeah. Yeah? Did you like it? Mm-hmm. But you haven't played the DLC yet, right? Hivebusters?
If I was to answer that question, I would probably say Last of Us.
Last of Us?
Last of Us, that's actually...
Okay. That was dumb fun. I'm really upset that I didn't play Last of Us Part
2.
But I didn't play
2.
Don't be too upset.
Damn.
I would play it now. Like, again, it just got its PS5 update. So.
Crazy.
Still in Biohack right now.
How are you liking Biohazard? That's an RPG, right? It's not an RPG at that point.
It's like more like a...
What is Resident Evil 4?
More of a survival horror game, right?
Right, yeah.
Survival horror, yeah.
I beat another house.
Okay.
And I got the grenade launcher now.
Hey, my bad, ready.
So I was doing a mission before. I was doing a mission, and I did the mission wrong because I couldn't kill the
person. How many times you killed yourself with the grenade launcher?
Just twice.
At first, I was trying to kill the boss without the grenade launcher. So
it's Resident Evil. You'll
It's like 17 shotgun bullets. Those,
yeah.
30 bullets.
That's the main reason.
No, because Resident Evil will throw an enemy that looks like he needs a grenade launcher in front of him, and then put a bigger one behind him, and then it's like, oh, no more grenade launcher.
Yeah.
Use your pistol.
Yeah.
So I got to the part where I'm fighting the boss or whatever. I'm like, yo, why can't I kill this person? And I was like, all right. So I just, did my walkthrough tutorials, and I seen that one guy had a grenade launcher. I was like, that makes sense because I got mad stuff that I need to put together. But
I'm glad you said that. Hold on. How many games when y'all was little did you need to use a walkthrough for?
Did I need to use a walkthrough for?
When I was little?
I'm not gonna lie. A couple
less than I need now. I'll be honest with you.
Really?
When I was little, I didn't even know what the internet was for a while.
For Pokemon Yellow?
For Pokemon Silver, I needed a walkthrough for the Whirlpool Islands.
To get
to Lugia. I needed that.
To use it for the whole game, but like that you got
to
that
part. But you get to a part. The Whirlpool Islands. For sure. I definitely needed
that.
You know
what I
low key?
Mine was
I almost needed it for the Cinnabar Mansion. Almost. Because when you get to the bottom floor, I thought I went through everywhere and I just couldn't find where to go, but there was another spot to go.
Mine was Ocarina of Time. I used to tick me off the little things you had to do before you actually go to
the water temple I used to walk through for that
the
too.
The water temple where I didn't know that you had to blow up the back of the room in order to get to where you had to do and stuff.
No, walkthroughs was it for me. I ain't gonna
lie. I think I low key need it more now if I'm like going for like low key a trophy.
Probably a trophy, yeah.
But like back in the day, I think it was
not even a lie.
I think it was just like the Whirlpool thing.
I used the whole walkthrough for Breath of the Wild for the shrines and shit.
I did the shrines.
I mean, you used
amiibos.
I did
walkthrough for the shrines.
Now it's amiibos.
I will say though, since I got back into gaming like more frequently than I was, I think I needed less and less help.
But
with anything in any game,
I do miss strategy guides.
I do want to give a shout out to
I never
like
using
walkthroughs and stuff like that, and give out tutorials on how to make these moves that you do.
Yeah, that's really tight.
Like,
shout out!
I respect that.
I couldn't.
I just want to put that out there.
Yeah.
Especially
it's
when
like
the typed out ones.
Yes.
You know.
Especially if it's like a hard piece to do.
Yeah.
Because like if I do it, I'm not restarting this game to do it again to record it to show you motherfuckers how to do it.
Like,
figure it out.
Yeah.
I did.
I like the video walkthroughs because it shows you like move for move.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Nah.
I do agree with you. I miss the strategy book.
Yeah. I miss strategy guides.
That
so
vibe, looking into the phone, you looking into your book, and you looking at TV.
You know what's
crazy?
Strategy
books used to be like $30-$40.
I was shelling out for every single one of them.
But that's a lot.
Yeah.
I used to
and
love
now
to have
we can just Google.
Mm-hmm.
I used to love to have them, but I wouldn't use them.
Yeah.
Like, I'd buy the Pokemon ones just to look in the back to see where the Pokemon are. So, yeah, I would use a walkthrough for that.
Yeah.
Because it's like...
But that's
you know how
bucks,
you do a Pokemon.
Bro.
You look at the Pokedex,
the
see
map,
which final
yeah.
forms you like, and then you go try to find them as fast as you can.
That's a fact. That's $40
that's
though,
what,
bro.
Well, friend had actually replay. I was like, I don't need you to cheat nothing for me. Just get me my team
you
didn't in their first
forms Pokemon,
right now.
You didn't even need an action replay. That's crazy.
It, yeah.
You didn't need it. You could do the Cinnabar thing.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But I needed to get my team early because I can't.
What's up?
Huh?
One thing I hate about Pokemon is they leave like the best ones for the end of the game. It's like, bro, I want to fight from jump with my little dragon. Mm-hmm. Pause.
Yeah, dragons. Dragons always came at the end of the game, like six, seven. Six, Matt is like six and up.
So
that's
yeah.
crazy. Even Dratini, mm-hmm. Dreepy, even now.
Loki.
I forgot you're playing.
No, I ran into him.
I beat it. Yeah,
no.
You know what happened? I ran into my Dreepy when I got lost in the wild area, and I think I had a quick ball from like the 10 they gave you, and I caught it there. Yeah. Then I almost got my whole team killed. Was it Gengar that wasn't letting me leave?
Big shit.
I forget who, but somebody wasn't letting me run.
I got devoured by a Steelix. Like, on level, it might have been on like level 11, and it wouldn't let me leave.
It might have been Snorlax that got me. I couldn't do nothing. He knocked out all of my Pokemon except for my last one and let me run away.
But that's crazy.
I can't even defend myself with regular shit.
Walkthroughs was $40, bro.
Yeah.
And now we could just Google.
I mean, remember when GameFAQs hit? Yeah. When GameFAQs hit.
Right on the the favorites.
Oh, yeah.
So wherever I got stuck at in Ocarina of Time, I was
TM locations just bookmarked. I need Ice Beam or I'm going to lose to Lance. Oh,
yeah, and even, what's it called, too?
You'll get there. Mm-hmm. No, you'll get there.
Oh, the Grand Theft Auto cheats? Everybody had. That's like the
Facts.
Most popular one.
Facts.
Facts. Remember, kids had it written down in their Marvel notebooks in school and shit.
Those were the days.
My mom.
Huh?
For not getting me this game when this is such a hot commodity, and I had to go figure it out on my own.
Wait, which game? Which
Grand Theft Auto 3.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, nah,
that's the first Grand Theft Auto I had. I played 2 on my friend's computer, but
3 was Vice City, right?
No, 3 was 3.
Was it?
Yeah.
Did I not play that one?
No. I still haven't played a Grand Theft Auto yet.
Oh, yeah, so what is it?
3, then Vice City, then San Andreas.
I would say you missed it a lot, but it's fun.
Like, I don't know. I feel like I missed...
Right after
getting into it, and now it's just too late.
It's like The Sims on steroids. Mm. Like you really get to be a character and live everyday life in there if you wanted to.
Yeah,
it's really dope.
But
yeah,
I don't know. What you feel is the best Mario game?
Best Mario game?
Mm-hmm. 64. Well, I didn't play Odyssey, so it was probably Odyssey now.
Best and worst.
Best and worst.
Worst, I hated Paper. I didn't like Paper Mario.
Best for me is gonna be either Odyssey or the Mario and Luigi RPG series.
Okay.
Worst. Worst is gonna be Mario is Missing.
Who?
Mario is Missing.
That sounds like a bad game.
Right.
I never even heard of it.
What do you...
Yeah,
nah.
I think it's like...
are you Peach
looking
for Mario?
I think that's the one for the Philips CDI.
Yep, never heard of that one.
My man said the Philips CDI.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so, my favorite was 64, Odyssey, and the worst was Paper Mario.
Mine would be the... I like the new Mario Brothers. The new Super Mario Brothers are just fine. My least favorite is always going to be Dr. Mario. Dr. Mario is stupid.
At least he wasn't made of paper.
Oh, no. It was for the Super Nintendo. Yeah. It's an educational game.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So you just don't like education?
I mean, I liked educational game. Do you remember, what was it? Math? Not Math Blasters. Something Blasters. It used to be like educational computer games.
Wasn't it Math Blasters?
Is it Math Blasters?
I feel like it was. And it was like 1, 2, 3, 4. Like,
oh, was it like a series where they had for like different subjects?
And yeah, like something like
yeah,
that.
And it was colors and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
He said Math Blasters. That shit actually rang a bell.
But you know what I'm talking about, right? I think the dude was like green
math
or something
blasters.
Like that. Is it?
It's a thing. Yeah. Is it? With this dude. This dude.
Yes, Math Blaster.
Yes, yeah, that's it.
And
yeah.
Dude. Yep.
Yeah. I remember this one in particular.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I love me some educational games.
Some math classes. They still got it? Hold on.
Random, but are you smarter than a fifth grader is definitely harder than fifth grade questions. Don't set yourself up for failure.
Not only that, but don't feel bad about yourself. If it's been 20-something years since you learned something and you don't remember it, bro. Come on now.
I'm really about to go buy Math Blasters on eBay.
You know they have a game on Facebook, apparently.
Do they?
Yeah, apparently it looks like this Toontown-looking shit. Huh. Yo, I feel like the graphics were better back
in the
day.
I want the old graphics.
I used to play that in school, bro.
I need that for my kids.
That and Roger Rabbit.
Yeah, I definitely want to get this.
Are you smarter than fifth grader? Was definitely
yes,
like
the blaster learning system. That's what it was called.
We're coming up on an hour, and it's getting late over
here. They got
it
on DS.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Huh. But before we end this, I just want to take this opportunity to say thank you for listening. You know, especially now that we're running ads, too. You know, thank you for sitting through those. Just so you know, you can also donate directly to us. But more importantly, if you go to, I believe it's anchor.fm/nextpanel, you can leave us direct messages. Please do that. Let us know what you think of the podcast thus far. If you want to tell us that, you know, we suck and we should just quit, you can do that too.
But I'm going to say it right back.
And leave your console of choice in because we're gonna be doing giveaways.
Yeah.
You know, so we can know what's
to purchase. That's what I was gonna get to next. What I was thinking we could do is if you leave a comment or I think they're voice notes that they're called.
Yeah, anything.
Voice messages. Voice messages on Anchor. So it's anchor.fm/nextpanel. You can leave a voice message. We'll do a giveaway where best message or we'll just pick a random message, not even best message, a random message, and they get a month.
Yeah, leave your console at the end of the message, and we'll give
you a month of either Xbox, game, or Switch. PlayStation, Switch, wherever you want, month of whatever service it is. So, yeah.
Also, feel free to leave some questions in there if you have any questions for us.
Yeah, anything if you think there's something we should discuss or...
Discussion, you know, questions,
are you over?
Questions.
Yeah.
Right.
We might not have the answer, but we can make something up.
If you want to drop your resume to replace one of these guys, do that too.
Just know I get paid the most, so if you replace me, don't take me... Don't let him get you with minimum. I get paid 10 cents a year, right? That's about it.
So
you only gotta live for 1,000 years to get a bacon, egg, and cheese.
But yes, next panel is brought to you by viewers like you. You know, wasn't that the PBS sponsored thing that they used to say?
Yes. We can be sponsored by viewers.
That's exactly what it is right now. But thank you again for listening. And
shout out to Germany and Australia
next week.
And America.
In America, love y'all.